and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment this Wednesday morning, courtesy of Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive. It's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we're experiencing thunderstorm activity, 64 degrees, and we're so happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning and very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Extension Ag Agent Brian Reese. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm a little damp, guys. How about you?
Yeah.
I was going to say waterlogged, but that would be, that may be going a little overboard. We'll see.
Yeah, I was a little optimistic there. I had some pretty hard showers as I was leaving the house this morning, and then it lightened up about the time I got to the golf course, to the airport. But I think it's going to pick up again. So hopefully this stuff will pass through, and hopefully your forecast is accurate, that we will have some drying conditions coming forward.
Dry and warm is what we've got here, Brian. How important is that going to wind up being here short-term, given the fact that we're, at least in Lyon County, into our fourth round of flooding in as many weeks?
Dry and warm would be good. Dry and hot, which is typically what happens, would not be so good for a number of reasons. We'd probably end up with some more crusting that would take place. Although, anything that hasn't been planted, you know, you'd be planting after it had dry out, so that wouldn't be a huge issue. Anything that was planted, probably, especially soybeans, if they aren't already up and doing well, they're probably either going to be crusted over, not go ahead and emerge, or they'll be subject to some other disease pressures coming on through the ground. So those things, if they aren't up and looking good so far, aren't real positive at this point.
You know, I haven't been through too much of rural Lyon County, but the wheat I have seen here locally, Brian, has looked pretty good. So how's the wheat crop around here?
Actually, there was some hail around that probably affected a little bit of it here within the last 10 days. So that probably took a little of the top end off. The wet conditions probably are taking some of the test weight out of it. Unfortunately, wheat is one, or fortunately, depending on what you're looking at, but wheat is one of those crops that really doesn't like wet. You know, it likes enough moisture to get along, but it really doesn't like to be wet. And so, you know, it can be subject to some disease pressures. Test weight with that grain that's pretty well exposed in the head really can be an issue. So I suspect, and we're still, I'd say we're probably a week, 10 days, maybe 2 weeks from having much that's harvested. I know there's still some color out in some of the wheat. There's quite a bit of it that has already turned and is getting to where it's got more of a yellow tint to it. So it may be here sooner, especially if we get some drying conditions and some warm temperatures. It may be here in a week to 10 days. So we'll find out.
Brian, how much, from what you've been able to tell, corn and soybeans are in the ground right now? I'm assuming the vast majority is in at this stage.
You know, as you talk to folks around and drive around, I suspect that the majority of the corn that is going to be planted has been planted. We're getting to the point in time that we're really on the backside, unless some guys are going to chop it for silage, feed some cattle, that type of thing. Really, from a grain harvest standpoint, we're probably past the optimal date for corn planting. Soybeans, we've still got quite a bit of time. So realistically, we aren't hurting, and frequently some of our better yields come with a early to mid-June planting. So, you know, with the moisture conditions we've got at this point, profile is full. I don't see any reason to really get too alarmed from a soybean planting standpoint.
Well, if you're not in yet, given the conditions we've been dealing with, moisture levels are very high and more on the way before this week is out, Brian, before we do hit a dry spell, I would assume you know, unless you're on some very high ground, it's still going to be a while if you haven't planted to be able to get into the fields.
It'll be a while. It'll be a while before you'll be able to plant the entire field. But the amazing thing in this part of the country, at this time of year, the ground will go ahead and dry relatively rapidly unless you're in the bottom fields. The most productive fields tend to hold water more, and that's one of the reasons that they are more productive. But, you know, as you're starting to be in some of the upland areas, which make up the vast majority of the county, if it isn't planted, it should have some pretty good drainage on it. There's some slope, and the water has an opportunity to get away. So, really, if we get 5-6 days without rain, there's a really good chance you'll see a lot of equipment going up and down the roadways and a lot of crops in the field.
So really, what you're saying, Brian, is that even though we've had four different rounds of flooding here over the last month, and several of them lasting, you know, upwards of close to a week at a time, things actually aren't in as bad shape as they could possibly be appearing.
We got to remember back 10, 15, 20 years ago, whatever, 30 years ago, I don't know, mid-90s, where the river was out for a long time. And not just in low-lying places, but covering a lot of the river bottom areas. So it could be worse. It has been worse. Probably will be worse again. And we'll probably have droughts again. But, you know, it's still early for most of the crop planting situations here. So it's not a doom and gloom situation. Obviously, most folks would like to have, especially the soybeans, in the ground by now. But like I said, for the soybeans, we've still got quite a bit of time to be able to go ahead and do that, get them in the ground, get a good yield out of them.
And on the flip side, too, looking, and we didn't have this on our list of things to talk about, Brian, but just it comes to mind about livestock. Stock ponds should be having no issues right now.
You know, the grass is green, the ponds are full, and you know, the native warm season grass really needs some sunshine and some warm temperatures. It's happiest when we get overnight lows in the 60s and, you know, highs up in the mid-80s. And I don't know, we've still had some lows in the 50s here within the last 10 days, haven't we?
Yeah,
anyway. And so the grass really, somebody else I was talking with yesterday, that grass really hasn't grown as much or as rapidly as what we'd normally think of by the early to mid part of June. It's been growing well. The profile is fully charged. It's not a moisture issue. It's just a temperature issue, and the plants really aren't in the best position to go ahead and take off and grow. Once we get some sunshine and some warmer temperatures, I don't think the cattle will be able to keep up with the grass.
Well, back to the grains just a little bit, Brian. What have we been seeing as far as grain prices? Of course, with all the activity around the world going on, it has had an impact on some of the pricing we have seen. Wheat prices, what are we looking at right now?
Quite honestly, I haven't looked to see what the prices are. I know that they're up. So
yeah, I know they're up, yeah.
To give you an exact dollar amount, I'd be wrong. So we'll just have to check on that at some point down the road. But, you know, the way the input prices are, the production costs for everything else, fuel costs to go ahead and get the crop in the ground, get it harvested, any other application work that goes on, it takes a pretty good price to really think that you're going to be able to come out, actually, hopefully, be in the black instead of in the red. And, you know, you're hoping that Mother Nature allows you the opportunity to grow something and have a product, have a commodity to end up being able to sell at the end of the year, have something to be able to harvest.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, if you're able to go ahead and get it harvested, hopefully it'll be worth something, either selling it as grain or selling it, marketing it through your livestock, which there are a number of folks that still go ahead and do that.
Well, Brian, anything else you feel like we need to relay at this particular point in time on crop conditions and really, I guess, maybe the state of ag right now?
I think most everybody that I've spoken with really would just as soon see some sunshine and some warmer temperatures for a while. And And once we see some of those, then attitudes will get to be a little bit better. Right now, everybody's just a little bit apprehensive, a little bit touchy about how things are going, and really need something positive. And sunshine does a lot to go ahead and put a positive spin on things. So let's see what we can do about maybe getting some sunshine and warmer temperatures here going forward, and hopefully not go straight from where we're at now into, you know, mid-July type heat, you know, upper 90s, 100s, and no rain. And that's probably one of the biggest fears that I would have, is that once it does stop raining, it stops raining. And most of our crops that are out there that are up, and really the corn that's up and hasn't been flooded, looks decent, but it really hasn't been stressed to the point to develop a root system. And if we get the water to shut off without allowing, you know, a little bit of tempering time for those crops to root down a little bit, that could cause a lot of issue as well.
Good stuff as always, Brian. We should be able to shut the water off here beginning Friday, and then a stretch of dry and warmer weather should be with us. I stress, should be with us.
So. You know, weathermen and forecasters always have the best job in the world. Because, you know, they get to do it again tomorrow.
That's right.
That's right, yep.
Brian, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks much, Brian.
Thank you, guys. You have a great day.
All right, Brian Reese, Lyon County Extension Ag Agent on our primetime Newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slot every 7:20 weekday morning, you got to wait until next Wednesday and next Friday, because those are our only two available dates over the next week and a half. We do have tomorrow coming up Gary Post, as we talk about the Lions Club Flags Day observance plan. That'll be coming up during our Newsmaker segment tomorrow right here on KVOE.
And speaking of Flag Day, which is coming up on June 14th, which is less than a week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that American Legion Post 5 on West 12th, Chuck, is going to be having, just a great ceremony out there. Special flag retirement ceremony. We had American Legion Post 5 Commander Clay Childs with us yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. And a really good event the community's invited to, starting at 5:30, hamburger and hot dogs. And they have a little flag etiquette information, and then a special flag retirement ceremony happening out at Post 5 next week, Flag Day, on June 14th.
All right. Be sure to be out there. That's going to be a great time.
It really is. Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. It is 7:36, thundershower activity, 64 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
You love sports. Dunham Sports is hiring for their new store in Emporia, located at